Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. On April 21st, a man walked into the Coast Central Credit Union branch in the Bayshore Mall, handed a teller a note demanding money, and then fled after the teller handed over an undisclosed amount of cash. Yesterday, the Eureka Police Department identified 31-year-old Todd Wayne Harris of Eureka as the prime suspect in the robbery, and by last night, Fortuna Police had received a tip that Harris may be in an apartment on 12th Street in Fortuna. Officers responded to the location, found the apartment, and then found Harris in a bedroom inside. Harris was arrested without incident, and after an interview with a Eureka police investigator, he was arrested and booked into county jail with a $100,000 bail. Sergeant Charles Ellebrecht of the Fortuna Police Department said in a statement that with the assistance of the local media and concerned citizens, we were able to take Harris into custody. In June of 2011, a couple on their honeymoon were taking advantage of southern Humboldt County for their trip. Yesterday, however, a Humboldt County jury found 47-year-old Gordon Graham of Gridley guilty of felony corporal injury to a spouse, as well as a misdemeanor offense of interfering with a cell phone call. Graham was found guilty of kicking the victim in the chest, grabbing her by the hair, and injuring her back and hip. He then took her cell phone while she was calling for help. Deputy District Attorney Jackie Pizzo said in a statement, "This case was a bit unusual in that this was a first-time victim, and she took action right away. She called for help and decided immediately that she was not going to tolerate this kind of behavior, and she played an active role in the prosecution." Graham will be sentenced on June 8th by Judge Bruce Watson and faces up to 4 years in custody. The Arcata City Council has voted to approve a motion to gather public input to a plan that would create an additional utility users tax to address excessive energy use in city residences. The tax would come into play after a user exceeded 300% of an established baseline. The motion would add a tax of 5, 10, or 15 cents when energy use exceeds that baseline and is a tool to fight back against abusers of PG&E's CARE program, which offers discounts for low-income customers on their energy bills. The city is working with PG&E on the plan, and the Energy Committee will hold a public meeting on the 21st to discuss the tax and take public feedback. If the council does finally approve the proposal, it will go before voters on the November ballot. Officers from Eureka's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of Long Street in Eureka yesterday and confiscated 25.5 grams of tar heroin, packaging materials, cash, processed marijuana, and prescription painkillers. The POP team had received information that drug dealing was being done at the location, and they arrested 30-year-old Hudson McCormick of Alabama, 34-year-old Marcos Moreno, originally from Mexico, and 58-year-old Thomas Sterling of Eureka. In addition to the heroin and painkillers, officers also found evidence of a recent marijuana grow, and officers believe that Moreno was the heroin supplier for the operation. All three men were booked into county jail on drug and drug-related charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Assembly voted 44-28 today to ban the open carry of an unloaded rifle in public. The vote comes on the heels of a new state law that went into effect in January that bans the open carry of handguns, and the rifle bill now heads to the state Senate. AB 1527 is a response to a movement that encourages people to attend public meetings with unloaded weapons. A movement's supporters of the ban argue can only lead to tragedy. The bill, if passed by the Senate, will carry a penalty of up to 6 months in jail and a maximum of 1 year in jail if the offender also carries ammunition for the rifle. There are many exceptions in the bill, including those for firing ranges, gun shows, and on private land with the consent of the property owner. In other state news, the State Assembly Labor Committee approved a bill that would prohibit employers from requesting that job applicants provide passwords to social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter during the hiring process. The measure states that private social media sites that are password protected are off limits to employers. and the bill is expected to meet little opposition, either in the Assembly or the State Senate. And that's the North Coast News on this Thursday evening. With KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.